The Instructor Podcast with Terry Cook, talking with leaders, innovators, experts and game changers about what drives them.
Melly, you were next. You want to come in and fire your question at Bob?
I haven't got any questions. I'm just watching. Bob addressed all the questions yesterday.
Well, I'm delighted Bob. I was helpful.
He was helpful.
Right. Did you have any lessons this morning? Have you done lessons today?
I only done one today.
Just how done was it?
One off today. It was good, yeah.
What would you change? What was your part three? Anything?
Oh, don't know. I don't think I'd change anything, really. It was quite good. Just moved him on.
Excellent. What was different about that lesson to your last part three exam?
The pupil.
Okay.
The pupil is very reflective. He gets it. He's given me all the right answers to my questions. I want to know what he's thinking, and he's telling me what I want to hear. Obviously, he's awareness and he's planning questions, and we were merging lanes today. That's what we was doing, like roundabouts, merging lanes, getting speed up. And he was, he did throw us in the shit a few times.
Excellent.
Or threw me in the shit a few times.
And did you deal with it?
I did, yeah, with a break.
So if you were an examiner, how would you view that?
Yeah. Probably didn't go too well, really, because I should have been a bit more proactive. I don't know. We was obviously like roundabouts, and he just thought it was safe to go, and I was like, no, we're not going.
So in terms of managing the risk, what is it you feel you needed to do there?
Well, he didn't quite understand going when to go or when not to go, I guess. That's probably what it was. But, we went round a couple of times, and he was looking for gaps and not looking at the car. Mm. I think that's what it was. I think he was focused on the car and not looking for somewhere safe to get into, I guess. I don't know, really.
There's a time for you to pile in on the brake, and there's a time for you to ask a question. That's a very small window of opportunity.
There was no time to ask any question.
Right. So you've done the right thing.
Because when we got on the move, I was like, did you see that blue car? Yeah, I thought it was safe to go. I was like, yeah, but if we'd have gone, what would have happened? Mm. Oh, we would have been able to go around us. He would have got into that right-hand lane. I was like, yeah, but did you see the car on the side of him? He wouldn't have been able to get into that lane, would he?
The key thing is that learning happens as a result of the experience you've just had. Now, let's say for argument's sake, you could have asked a question, you could have given a prompt, or you could have just hit the brake. That's not really what matters so much in terms of risk management. Yes, it perhaps would have been better if you'd got in earlier, you could argue that. But the key thing is that if you go around the block and come back to that roundabout again, is that the learner has learned how to behave differently. And is doing so under their own steam. If they're doing that, you've done your job properly. Now, you might get some criticism that, it was a little retrospective. You could have been a bit more proactive. But if you've managed the risk, then you're still going to score enough points to get you through. And I think we sometimes get a little caught up. And Gary asked the question earlier on about questioning.
Yeah.
But there is a time for questioning on the approach to those things, but it's a long way back. Once you're getting within, 100 yards of the roundabout, there's not a lot of time to ask questions, because at 100 yards, what's that, 300 feet, you're going to do that in 10 seconds. There's not a lot of time.
This is a dodgy, dodgy roundabout. It had a very sharp bend to it, straight down onto a double lane roundabout, and a very fast 40 mile an hour traffic coming from a road onto it. So no time to ask anything. No. It was literally just,
I mean, obviously we're going to come back together later on and go into these in a lot of detail. But that, the way
I should have filmed it. I should have filmed it today and I didn't.
So, but why does this guy come up with the right answers? Here's something for you to ponder before we speak the next time. Is it because you ask good questions or is it because he's smart?
I don't know.
Something to ponder on.
Why do we check out, why do you need to look behind you? Why do you need to look at the side of me? Because there could be a car there could be a bike there. So, yeah, really good. So, he's I've only done 5 lessons with him.
Okay.
And we're already doing so much. And it's my last lesson with him, actually, Thursday. So I've got one, he's doing 2 lessons a week. But he's just really...
You've got to look at what works with this learner and try and get that to work with other learners so that you're not just,
you've
got this one learner that you can use for standard check. Or part 3.
So. Well, I'm losing him after Thursday. He's going to have to go somewhere else. But sadly, because I'm obviously dropping weekdays and only doing weekends, so he can't come.
Yeah. But if you use that document that I send you to sort of, critically evaluate today's and tomorrow's lessons, and then we'll see where we are.
Trying
to get the good things to happen with all learners.
Yeah, and I just don't know, because then, if you compare it to other learners, and it's like, is it me or is it them? Because you could do that same route with a learner, and then it's like constant something they've done, thinking that she can go or he can go, and I don't know.
Well, you've only just done that, so yeah, absolutely. Just keep pondering on that, and we'll start to disassemble it and look at the bits that worked and look at the bits that didn't work.
The Instructor Podcast with Terry Cook, talking with leaders, innovators, experts, and game changers about what drives them.